Welcome everybody to Explore the Haggadah. We're going to go now to the four sons, starting off with the Chacham, the wise son. And the Haggadah tells us, Chacham mahu oimer, the wise son, what does he say? Moho eidus v'achukim v'hamishpatim asher tziva Hashem elikeinu eschem. What are these laws, these mitzvahs, these mishpatim that Hashem, our God, has commanded you? So what are we answering? V'af ata emor loy kilchus ha-pesach. We tell him, the laws of Pesach, ein maftirin achar haPesach afikoymen, that we do not eat after the afikoymen. We don't have dessert after the afikoymen. So, what's the pshat in the question? What's the pshat in the answer? Why are we specifically singling out ein maftirin achar haPesach afikoymen, that we don't eat after the Pesach afikoymen? Why specifically that halacha? So on a simple level, what it's saying is, the Chacham is asking, what are all these mitzvahs that we're doing tonight? And you're supposed to tell him the whole story of Pesach, all the halachas of Pesach, all the way until the last halacha, e maftirin achara Pesach afikoymen. But there's two very inspiring ideas I want to share with you. One of them is the pshat in the Chacham's question is this. The Chacham is looking around the table, and we're making a very big deal about Pesach. Making a very big deal about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the going out of Egypt. And since he's a Chacham, which means that the Torah is calling him a Chacham, means he's wise, he understands something very deep here. He's saying, why do I need a Pesach to make us believe in Hashem? In other words, why do we need these tremendous miracles? Why are we making such a big deal about miracles? Every day, every moment of life, even the most natural occurrence, is also a proof of Hashem's existence. The fact that the sun rises, the sun sets, babies are born, people breathe. Every moment, everything is an amazing creation of Hashem and shows and reflects on the Creator. And therefore, what do we need all these mitzvahs to commemorate specifically Pesach? And therefore, we answer him, no, we explain to him Hilchos HaPesach, we explain to him the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what we're essentially telling him is that, yes, it's true, that nature is also Hashem, is also from Hashem, and also everything that happens comes from Hashem. However, in order to make sure that we believe in Hashem, from time to time Hashem shows us that He transcends nature. You see, if we're too stuck within nature, if we get too used to the routine of nature, we can lose our focus and start believing in nature itself. And therefore, from time to time Hashem does these tremendous miracles out of nature, so that we can believe in Hashem in a very strong way, that even when we go back into nature, we'll understand that everything comes from Hashem. And that's what we're essentially answering here. Then there's a beautiful idea from the Oyev Yisrael, from the Aptarov. And he says, what's the pshat? What are we explaining to the Chacham? What does this mean we shouldn't eat after the Afikoymen? So the halacha of not eating after the Afikoymen is because we want that the taste of the matzah should remain in our mouth. What does that symbolize? We know that matzah is the bread of faith, is the bread of emunah. The Zohar says that when you eat matzah, you're like taking into yourself, you're ingesting emunah. It's like you're internalizing emunah, internalizing faith. Pesach is the Yom Tov of emunah. What this question and answer of the Chacham is teaching us is what is our role on Pesach night, specifically when it comes to our children. That when we have a child who's asking, what are these mitzvahs? What is Pesach all about? We have to teach them Hilchos HaPesach, the laws of Pesach. In other words, we have to imbue them with emunah. We have to inspire them with faith in Hashem. But it's not enough just to inspire them for the night of Pesach. The power of the Seder is that we're able to inspire our children that the emunah that we imbue them on, that we imbue them with on the Seder night should remain after the Seder. Teach them the laws of Pesach, teach them what Pesach is all about, but in a way that we don't eat afterwards to take away the taste. In other words, that the taste of that emunah, the effects of that emunah, should last throughout the whole year. That's the opportunity we have on Pesach night, the power of Pesach night, that we're able to inspire ourselves and our children with such faith that it will remain, a taste of that faith will not go away. Have a wonderful day.